He had a store in Meat Center.
What'd you call that meat?
Well, I called it bacon, sugar cured bacon. I'd buy that mixed stuff.
Yeah.
And it looked like this brown sugar. And I'd cut up my meat, and then I'd get me a big handful of that brown sugar, and I'd rub all on that meat that would stick on it. And I'd stack it down in a box, cover it up to keep the flies out of it. And I'd let it stay there 8 or 10 days, and I'd take it out of there and wash it. Have me a wash pot full of hot water and wash it, and just hang it up in the smokehouse till it dried and it was ready to go.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what'd you call that?
Middling.
That's it.
That's middling.
Now, the kind of meat you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
That's sliced bacon.
Okay. What'd you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
Trimmings.
Trimmings? Okay. Nowadays, the person who sells meat is the what? The
butcher.
Yeah. If you kept your meat too long, you say the meat has done what?
Rank. That bacon would get rank after so long a time.
Okay.
But it'll take it a long time.
But so you say that the meat has what?
Well, I reckon just say it's got rank.
Okay, or sport, what?
No, it ain't sport, but it's just got old and rank and it don't taste good.
Okay. After you butchered a hog, what will you do from the meat of its head?
Well, now my wife used to, I'd clean them heads good.
Yeah.
And she'd put them heads in the pot and boil them till they got tender, and strip the meat off of them bones and mash it up or grind it up and make souse, hog head souse out of it.
Really?
That's what you was getting at, I know.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. And that is good, boy.
Yeah.
You take somebody that knows how to make that souse, and that is good. You put all that seasoning in it, put it in a pan, and press it in there, and it'll just be in a cake, you know, just the size of the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Put you something on a plate or something on top of it, and put your weight in that, and that'll press it.
Yeah.
Press the grease out of it.
Yeah. Now, you said you did something with the liver, too.
Well, you can take that liver and make hash out of it, cook onions with it.
Yeah?
That's the way I like it.
Call it hash?
Hash.
Okay. Did you ever just make a dish by grinding the hog liver up by itself?
I don't like that. Never did.
Okay. Did you ever make anything from the blood?
No. No.
Didn't make anything from the blood?
Never did make none from the blood. I never did take the blood. When I stuck the hog, I just let the blood go on the ground.
Would you ever take the juice of the hog's head cheese or some meat and mix it up with cornmeal or some hog meat and cook it?
Yes, sir. That crackling bread.
Is that what you call it? Would you let it get cold and then slice it and fry it?
Yeah.
And you call that what?
Crackling bread.
Okay. Did you ever maybe put some meat in there? Make scrapple or?
Well, now you can take that